From the newsroom, I'm Peter Colleen. The Humboldt County Emergency Operations Center has reviewed more than 1,000 reopening plans since the online portal was launched May 13th. Almost 850 plans have been certified. Starting today, restaurants that have been certified by the EOC can reopen for dine-in services. Those restaurants not yet certified but interested in offering dine-in, whether indoors or outdoors, should submit a reopening plan to the EOC. Applications for the hair salon and barbershop sector now available online. The sector not yet clear to open locally, but the businesses may submit a plan at any time, and certificates will be sent as soon as the sector can open for business. The state has excluded nail salons from the category, so those businesses cannot yet apply to reopen even as part of another certified facility. Also, places of worship should follow state-issued guidance to reduce the risk of COVID-19 transmission and are encouraged but not required to submit a reopening plan. The state's limiting attendance at places of worship to 25% of capacity or 100 people, whichever is lower. A third person has died after being diagnosed with COVID-19. Humboldt County's total case count remains at 98. No additional cases were confirmed. The individual who died yesterday, an elderly resident of Alder Bay Assisted Living, the person previously tested positive for COVID-19. Total number of recovered cases now 72, hospitalizations 13. Transmission information for all known cases. Contact to a known case is 57, acquired through travel 24, community transmission 17. Well, the Betty Quan Chin Homeless Foundation announcing it's been awarded a $200,000 grant from the California Department of Housing and Community Development Pet Assistance and Support Program. It was a competitive grant, $5 million allocated for the state to provide funds for homeless shelters, to provide shelter, food, and basic veterinary services for pets owned by individuals experiencing homelessness, including staff and insurance related to providing those services. The Betty Quan Chin Homeless Foundation awarded the maximum amount. They operate one of the few shelters on the West Coast that allows pets. Humboldt State University nursing alum Robin Smith recently created the Robin M. Smith RN to BSN Nursing Scholarship Endowment with a $150,000 contribution. The renewable $2,000 scholarships will support multiple nursing students in the new program. She recalls her experience paying for her education with financial aid and work study and loans. After retiring from her full-time job working in the pharmaceutical industry, she was thinking about how she could give back. With news, I'm Peter Colleen.